بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had mentioned the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave for sending down the Qur'an, or rather one of the reasons that Allah had mentioned was that the Quraysh of Makkah, the mushrikeen, would make this remark that إِنَّمَا أُنزِلَ الْكِتَابُ عَلَىٰ طَائِفَتَيْنِ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا, that divine scripture was only given to the two groups before us. In other words, the Yahud and the Nasara, we did not receive any divine guidance directly from Allah. And the second statement or objection that they would make is لَوْ أَنَّا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْكِتَابُ, had we received divine scripture, revelation, لَكُنَّا أَهْدَى مِنْهُمْ, then we would have held on to it, we would have been more steadfast and more rightly guided than the nations of the past. So this was the claim that they had made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sent the Qur'an to them, and Allah mentions, فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, now a clear proof has come to you from your Rabb, وَهُدًا, something in which there is guidance, وَرَحْمَةٌ, a book which contains the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Qur'an was given to them, yet we find still they rejected, they did not believe in the Qur'an, they did not accept the teachings of the Qur'an. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now questions this, that you asked for a scripture, you asked for divine revelation, when it was given to you, now what are you waiting for to bring iman? So Allah says, هَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that are they waiting for the angels to come to them? In other words, do they want an angel to come directly from the sky, in its physical form, and hold the Qur'an and give the Qur'an to them in book form, and then they will bring iman? Is this what they want? أَوْ يَأْتِيَ رَبُّكَ, or even more excessive than this, are they waiting for your Rabb to come to them? Do they want Allah Himself to come to them and hand over the Qur'an to them? أَوْ يَأْتِيَ بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ, or are they waiting for one of the signs of your Rabb to come to them? And what is meant by this, Mufassirin explain, the one of the major signs of Qiyamah. Are they waiting for this? That they want one of the major signs of Qiyamah to take place, then only they will bring iman. So if this is the case, Allah now cautions, يُوْمَ يَأْتِي بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ, on the day when one of those signs of your Rabb will come. And most Mufassirin say that this refers to the rising of the sun from the west, which is one of the major signs of Qiyamah. So when this happens, at this point, لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ, Allah says that the iman of any person who did not have iman before this, up till this point he was not a mu'min, he did not believe in Allah, he did not believe in the Qur'an, he did not accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now if he brings iman, لَا يَنْفَعُ, his iman will not be of any benefit to him. أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا, in the same way, that person who had not done any righteous deeds, he had not done any good deed up till that point, and now he tries to do some good deed, this also will be of no benefit to him. In the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. So two things or two limits have been mentioned. One is if a person is still living, and one of the major signs of Qiyamah take place, and now he tries to make tawbah, or he now tries to bring iman, at this point his iman, his tawbah will not be accepted. And the other is, a person was living, he did not see the day of Qiyamah, or he did not see the major signs of Qiyamah, but his life comes to an end, and now his soul is about to be taken out, and at this point he tries to bring iman, or at this point he makes tawbah, then here also it will not be accepted from him. So a person has to make tawbah, likewise a disbeliever has to bring iman, during his lifetime, before the signs of Qiyamah will come, for this to be accepted. قُلْ انْتَظِرُوا, Allah says, say to them, that you continue waiting. If you want Allah to come, or you want the angels to come, or you're waiting for the signs of Qiyamah to come, so intadhiru, continue waiting. Inna muntadhirun, we are also waiting for this to happen. And when that happens, we already have iman. Then Allah tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Inna alladhina farraqu deenahum wa kanu shi'an lasta minhum fi shay. That verily, those who have divided their deen, those who have split up their deen, referring to the Yahud and Nasara and the different factions and sects that are found amongst them. وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا, they have now formed different groups. لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ, you have nothing to do with them. In other words, although they claim to be following a Nabi of the past, and they claim to be worshipping Allah, but you've got nothing to do with them, you are not answerable for them. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ, their affair, their matter will be sent back to Allah. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. And a day will come when He will inform them of their actions. So do not worry too much about them. You have conveyed the message to them. If they accept, well and good for them. If they reject, then you are not responsible. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Now Allah gives us this glad tiding. And this is incentive for a person to bring iman, for a person to do good deeds. Allah says, that person who will do one good deed, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ, that person who will do one good deed, فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا, then for him will be 10 times the like thereof in reward. So this is the minimum reward that a person will get for doing one good deed, is 10 times. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ, and that person who does an evil deed, فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا, then he will not be punished except to the extent of that evil deed. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, and they will not be oppressed. No injustice will be meted out to them. Injustice would be a person does an evil deed and he is punished for more than that. Allah will only punish a person to the extent of his sin, of his disobedience. But when it comes to good deeds, Allah is prepared to give a person much, much more. The hadith of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ رَحِيمٌ, that your Rabb is most merciful, most kind. And then he explains, مَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا, that person who merely intends to do a good deed, but for some reason or the other he doesn't do it, something happens and he is unable to carry out that good deed, then كُتِبَتْ لَهُ حَسَنَةٌ, one good deed is recorded for him. He just intended doing it, he may have not even got out of bed, but the thought came to his mind, let me read 2 rakats of salah, let me wake up for tahajjud, and for some reason or the other something happens and he doesn't do it, he will still get one reward for this. That person who now follows it up and does the good deed, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the minimum he will get, based on this verse, he will get 10 times the reward, ila sab'i mi'a, and this can extend up till 700 times the reward, ila adha'afin kathira, and that also is not the limit, but this can be further and further multiplied. The sky is the limit when it comes to the reward for good deeds. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَمَنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ, that person who intends doing an evil deed, the thought comes to mind, and he has the desire, the intention to commit a sin, فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا, something happens and he does not commit the sin, كُتِبَتْ لَهُ حَسَنَةٌ, then for not doing the sin, a good deed is recorded for him. One reward is recorded for him. You had the intention to do evil, but you abstained from it, you stayed away from it, you will get one good deed, one reward that will be written in your account. And if a person now goes ahead and does that evil deed, then it will just be one sin, one blemish against his record. This is the rahmat, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassirin then explain, فَوَيْلٌ لِمَنْ غَلَبَ أَحَادُهُ أَعْشَارَهُ, that woe be to that person, destruction be to that person who allows the ones to overpower the tens. In other words, he does so many evil deeds which he is only going to get one punishment for, but he allows this, he does so many that he allows this to now overpower the tens of rewards that he is going to get for good deeds. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.